Welcome back to Vietnam Legal and Investment Insights, the podcast that helps expats understand Vietnamese law a little better. Brought to you by Harley Miller Law Firm. Today we're going deep on something that's super relevant for expats who are starting families here. Child maintenance obligations.
Yeah, this is one that can get complicated pretty quickly, especially when you're dealing with international marriages and, you know, and maybe a separation.
Exactly. You'd think Vietnamese law, you know, would be cut and dry, but it's not that simple.
You're absolutely right. It's a lot more complicated than that. We actually got some interesting points from an article that was on our website, Harley Miller Law Firm.
Okay.
It's called Foreign Maintenance Obligations for Vietnamese Children. And it highlights a few things that people might not realize right away.
Like what? Give us the good stuff.
Well, the article points to this Article 129 of the 2014 Marriage and Family Law.
Okay.
And essentially it says that the country where the person asking for support lives, sometimes their laws can override Vietnamese law.
Wait, so you're saying like I'm an expat and I live in France, but my child lives in Vietnam. French law could be what decides the child support case.
Exactly. And if the person asking for support doesn't actually live in Vietnam, then the law of their country could apply.
Wow, that's kind of a curveball.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that.
What?
So, okay, let's say we're dealing with a situation where it is Vietnamese law that's being applied. Who can actually ask for child maintenance in these cases?
Well, Article 119 of the Marriage and Family Law says who can ask for support. And it's not just parents. Guardians can. Or even organizations authorized by Vietnamese law to make sure the child's taken care of.
So even if the parents aren't around, there are ways to make sure the child is supported.
Yeah, absolutely. Now let's talk about who actually has to pay child support.
Right. Who's on the hook for that?
According to Article 82, it's the parent who isn't raising the child directly. So let's say there's a divorce and one parent is the primary caregiver. The other parent is still legally obligated to support the child financially.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You make sure both parents contribute. And just to be clear, when we're talking about the child benefiting from this support, it's not just for little kids, right?
You're right. We usually think about child support for minors, but Vietnamese law actually can extend it to adult children in certain situations. Article 110 goes into detail about that.
So say you've got an adult child who can't work and support themselves, they might still get support.
That's right. The system tries to help those who really need it, no matter how old they are.
Okay, this is all making sense so far.
Yeah.
But let's talk numbers. How much money are we talking about here? Does Vietnamese law have a set amount for child support?
Well, it's not quite that simple. There's no fixed number. It really depends on a bunch of things. Ideally, parents would just agree on an amount based on the child's needs and what the parent who's providing can afford. Talking it out is best.
So it's all about figuring out something fair that works for everyone.
Exactly. But we all know that sometimes agreeing isn't possible.
Yeah, that's true, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So what happens if the parents just can't agree on child support?
That's when the Vietnamese courts step in. They'll consider what the child needs and the finances of both parents to decide on a fair amount.
So there's a way to make sure the child gets the support they need even if the parents can't agree.
Exactly. And speaking of things that can be a little tricky, let's talk about how the payments work. The Vietnamese system is quite flexible, actually. I think that's a good thing, especially for expats.
Okay. Wexting. What kind of flexibility?
Well, Article 117 says you can choose to pay every month or do a one-time lump sum payment or even arrange payments every few months, whatever works best for everyone's financial situation.
That's helpful, especially if things change down the line. What if, let's say, someone loses their job or suddenly has a lot more expenses?
Well, that's where the flexibility helps. You can ask to adjust how you pay if your situation changes a lot. The idea is to find something fair that works long term.
So being able to communicate and adapt is really important.
For sure. Now, another big question is, when does this obligation to pay support actually start? And maybe even more important, when does it end?
Right. What's the timeline we're looking at?
Well, the 2014 law doesn't actually say when payments have to start, but Article 482 of the 2015 Civil Procedure Code clears that up. Usually it starts either on the date of the divorce record or when a court makes a decision.
Okay, so there's a clear starting point. What about when it ends? When do the payments stop?
Article 118 lays out a few situations where the obligation ends. The most common one is when the child becomes an adult and can support themselves.
That makes sense. Are there other times it would end?
Yeah, if the child gets adopted, for example. Or if the parent who is supposed to pay starts raising the child themselves. And of course, if either the person paying or the child passes away, then the obligation ends.
So there are a lot of things that can affect how long child support payments last.
Exactly. And we should also mention, if the parent receiving child support in a divorce situation remarries, the obligation ends.
Okay, I'm sure our listeners have a lot of questions. We've covered a lot. So let's go through some of the most common ones. Based on what we've learned from that article on the Harley Miller Law Firm website, first off, this is probably on a lot of expats' minds. Do foreigners actually have to pay child support for Vietnamese children?
Yes, they absolutely do. The article makes it clear that Vietnamese law applies to everyone equally, whether you're Vietnamese or a foreigner. If you're legally obligated to pay child support, you have to do it just like anyone else.
And like we talked about earlier, there's always the possibility of adjusting how much you pay if your situation changes. That can be a big help for expats who might run into money problems.
Right. The system tries to be flexible and fair. Another question we get a lot is, what if someone just refuses to pay child support? What can the parent who's supposed to get that support do?
Yeah, that's a really important one. What options are there?
The good news is the article says you can take legal action. The parent who's supposed to be receiving the child support can file a lawsuit in a Vietnamese court to make sure the court order is followed. There are ways to hold people accountable.
That's reassuring. It gives some peace of mind to the parent who's counting on those payments. Now, what about the other side of things? Can foreigners ever ask to pay less child support or even get out of paying it completely?
Yes, in certain cases. If there are good reasons, like serious financial problems, or if their income drops a lot, foreigners can ask for their child support obligations to be changed.
So there is some flexibility if the situation really calls for it.
Exactly. But they would have to prove that their reasons are valid. And the court would look at everything carefully before making a decision.
So it's not guaranteed. But it is possible to ask for a change if things change for real. This has been incredibly helpful, but navigating international family law can feel overwhelming, especially for expats who aren't familiar with how things work in Vietnam.
It definitely can be. There are lots of details and potential problems. That's why it's so important to have someone who knows what they're doing to guide you.
And that's where Harley Miller Law Firm comes in. We have the team of legal experts who can give you personalized advice and help you through these challenges.
We can help you understand your rights and what you need to do. And if needed, we can represent you in court.
You can find our contact info in the show notes or visit our website at hmlf.vn to set up a consultation. It's always a good idea to get professional legal advice when you're dealing with tricky family law stuff, especially when it involves different countries.
We're here to give you clarity and peace of mind when things are tough.
So to wrap up this deep dive on foreign maintenance obligations for Vietnamese children, I want to leave you with a question to think about.
What can you do today to make sure your family in Vietnam is protected legally, especially given how complex international family law can be?
It's something to think about. Whether you're starting a family or already raising kids across borders, knowing your rights and what you're responsible for is so important.
And remember, you don't have to do this alone. Getting legal advice can make a huge difference in protecting your family.
Yeah, it's a lot to think about. But it really does help to know what your rights are and what you can do, especially with something as sensitive as child support.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's what we try to do here at Harley Miller Law Firm, is make these legal things easier to understand. You know, we want expats to feel confident when it comes to their families and their life here in Vietnam.
Okay, so before we wrap up, I want to touch on one more thing. We've talked about the legal stuff, the payments when support ends. But what about the emotional side of this?
You're right. It's not all about money. Child support is about making sure the child is okay financially and emotionally.
Exactly. What advice would you give to expats who are dealing with child support? Maybe they're going through divorce or separation. How can they handle this in a way that's best for everyone involved, especially the kids?
I think the most important thing is communication, open and honest communication between both parents. It has to be respectful too. You know, even though you're going through a hard time personally, you have to remember to focus on what's best for the child.
So even if you're upset or angry, you should try to put that aside and find a solution that works for the child.
Exactly. It's about working together as parents, even if you're not together as a couple. And if talking is hard or you can't agree, don't be afraid to get some help.
Like a mediator or family counseling.
Yeah, exactly. Having a neutral person there can really help. They can help you communicate and guide you to a solution that works for everyone. And just make things more peaceful for the family.
Yeah, I can see how having someone objective there could help. They can see things you might not see on your own.
Absolutely. And remember, with Harley Miller Law Firm, we're not just about the legal stuff. We're here to support our clients through these tough times. We know these situations can be emotionally draining. and we want to find solutions that are good for the children and the parents.
So if you're an expat in Vietnam and dealing with child support or any family law issue, really reach out to us. You can find our contact info in the show notes or go to our website, hmlf.vn.
We're here to help you understand things and make sure you feel confident dealing with the Vietnamese legal system.
Well said. I think that's a good place to end things. Remember, knowledge is power. Understanding your rights and options can make a huge difference.
We hope this deep dive has given you some helpful information and a better understanding of how child maintenance works in Vietnam.
If you want more information or have questions, don't hesitate to contact Harley Miller Law Firm.
We're always here to help.
Thanks for joining us on Vietnam Legal and Investment Insights. Until next time, stay informed and stay empowered.
Yeah, it can be a lot to take in, but hopefully this has cleared some things up. You know, it's a topic that can be pretty confusing.
Definitely our goal is to, you know, break it down, make Vietnamese law a bit easier to understand, especially for expats who are, you know, building a life and family here.
And remember, it's really important to be clear about your rights and responsibilities, especially when it comes to your children and their future.
Absolutely. And if you need help figuring things out, we encourage you to reach out to Harley Miller Law Firm. Our contact info is in the show notes, and you can find us on our website, hmlf.vn. We're here to help you navigate these, you know, these tricky situations and make sure your family's protected.
Until next time, thanks for listening to Vietnam Legal and Investment Insights.
Stay informed and stay empowered.